On Blackpool, Alan, you've heard Neil McDonald's summing up of a game. You've been a manager in recent times. Just put yourself in his position. What do you do? We're not just talking about problems on the pitch for Blackpool. There are untold problems off the pitch that the supporters and the owners are never going to agree anymore. And it's a case of what gives, isn't it?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, that you got people that are coming through that gate to support the team, and they will win, lose or draw. And I think there's an onus on the club to try and do the right thing for these people that are turning up week in, week out to watch it. And you know that Neil McDonald and whoever's the manager, you know, and I'm sure Neil will, as he rightly says, go home, and it will affect him. It just seems dire from the outside. You can't put your finger on it, because Neil's worked with Sam Allardyce. So he has the background, he has the knowledge, he has the information how to win football games. I've sat in on staff training days when he was at Blackburn, and he's taken sessions on defending. And all the knowledge is there. But when the lads cross the white line, you are just hoping that they put a shift in. I mean, he said there that's the first time he feels that they've been outplayed. It's a results industry, and the reading is looking dire. It's a mess.
The fact of the matter is, Alan, Ian Bryson has been on the programme a number of times in the last 12 months and said, if Blackpool don't sort things out drastically, they will go through the divisions.
Conference.
And they'll have a battle on their hands to stay in any division they're in if everybody is on a different page. If the players coming in are not good enough to play, and it's no disrespect to the players, if you're not good enough, you're not good enough. But as it stands, Blackpool are going down with this squad, aren't they?
Yeah, well, look, I respect Neil McDonald saying, look, I've got the support of the chairman and all the rest of it, and he's protecting himself and he's outwardly creating a positive environment. But the actual proof is in the pudding, and it's not... What he's saying and what's happening aren't adding up. I know that, yeah, he might be speaking to the chairman. What are they speaking about? You know, yeah. What are they talking about? You speak to him every other day, but if it's not solving the problem, stop speaking to him. There's got to be some kind of logic out of the conversation, you know, and you've got to get the spine of the team sorted out. They've got to have an idea. I mean, Neil's walked up the food chain, must know a lot of under 21 players and things like that. You think you have access, but I mean, it might be that far gone that football players are just saying, no, we don't want to go anywhere near it. Because I know players that have been there that I've spoken to recently, or through a friend of friends of friends, and there is a lot of negativity. And it must be really, really tough.
And you're right, Smarty. This talk every day, or so Neil says, and they have a chat. Well, he's a football person. He's played at an high level. He's been assistant manager at high level. He must be saying to him, if we don't get the right sort of player in here, by however we're going to do it, we're going to get relegated. You must be able to see that, Mr. Chairman.
100%.
And if he's not getting that answer, and Carl Oyston's going, well, so yeah, well... what do you want? Well, obviously he's not getting that, because he's not getting the right players in, is he?
I flip this round and ask you both? Right. Alan, if you're an out-of-contract footballer at the moment and you're looking for a football club, what would you do if Blackpool came and spoke to you right now? Would you go and sign for them or not?
No.
Why not?
Because the manager's not going to be in a job in a few weeks' time if it keeps going that way. And that's just the way it's going to be. The turmoil is at the club. The guy that's signing you is not going to be in a job. And then even if he is in a job, if he's got anything about it, and I'm sure Neil must start to think about his self-preservation as well and how it looks for him. And it's all right outwardly protecting himself. And I think his interview's fine. I think it's honest, it's clear. But no, it's just a mess.
Jamie, would you entertain the idea if you were the age to play football still?
I'm worried more about the weight, not the age, mate.
Well, I'll be honest, I'd say yeah, I would do, because if it were this far into the season, I ain't got anything. But then again, you won't want me. not me as myself, but as a player who ain't got a club. And that's what he's picking up. He's picking up players who are drifting by, who nobody's wanted.
Yeah.
He needs to be signing probably... I know it's going to, because I know they've got a lot of young lads, young, passionate, the right attitude, who want to be footballers and think, right, I'm going to go to Blackpool on loan, I'm going to really put something in it, it's going to be a great learning thing. But you see, other clubs, now this is the other thing what Smarty's saying, not just footballers, other clubs are saying, you're not going to Blackpool on loan, you're not going there because that's not the right environment for you to develop as a footballer. And that is definitely, I'd say that's definitely happening with the club.
None of us know how it's going to pan out. The latest we hear, Owen Oyston has published a letter to the interested party in taking over the club, the Blackpool Supporters Trust, and saying, I want answers to 10 points that I wrote to you about in July that you haven't answered, and I want them by the 18th of September. As far as you're concerned now, Jamie, should the Oystons now deem it time? They own the football club, it's their prerogative. Let's get that right. But they won't speak to us, they won't give us the answers. Should they now, for the good of everybody, including themselves, the football club, and most importantly, the fans, turn around and say, enough's enough?
Oh, without doubt. For the good of football. From a team who was in the Premiership a few seasons ago to being now like they are is disgraceful, and they've got to do. Enough is enough. How much can they take? Because eventually they're going to have no support. Well, they will always have supporters going to the ground, but they're going to have such pitiful attendances. That's got to affect them. Come on, it's got to do. And the poor Blackpool fans who have to put up with it all, wow, it must. But you're always going to be a Blackpool fan, whoever you support you are, and you want the best from the club. It must be horrible. And they've got to say, enough is enough, let's sort this out.
Do you see any other resolution, Alan, other than that?
I find it's a bizarre situation. I find it really, really bizarre. It's like you've said, Jamie, that they're in the Premier League, and you know that club was buzzing. It had a massive heartbeat, and Ian Holloway brought entertainment both on and off the pitch. He brought intrigue, he brought everything. Charlie Adams, you know, you've got some real, real good players. And what we talk about, we only talk months, it's not that far ago.
It's 5 years ago, isn't it? They were in the Premier League.
You know, and you just look at it and you're thinking, it's sad. And I think Jamie's right, the fans will always be there. And it's them that are getting put to task, really. We're not having to sit and watch it. It must be terrible if you're a fan and you think passionately about it and you've shelled money at it to feel that no one really cares.